You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to it. Welcome to Monday. You made it through a weekend of like Arctic temperatures. And here we are on a Monday. And temperatures, I'm understanding, are going to be up in the springtime category here pretty soon. And Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing great. I made it through the great freeze, and I'm excited. Spring is here.
It's a crazy spring is here. It's the craziest thing. We're not going to know what to wear all week long. We'll get up in the morning. I guarantee you, it'll be 29 degrees, and by lunchtime, it'll be 68.
Yeah, actually, I believe I saw that. Like a low of 29 with a high of like 62.
It's ridiculous.
Just take your pick.
Well, hey, all the weather aside, we had a great show laid on for you. So, 3:30 today, State Senator Chris Elliott calling in. He's got some situations happening down there on the southern end of our state we're going to cover. And then he's going straight at it, full-throated at the library situation. We'll talk about that with State Senator Chris Elliott during the 3:30 segment. And then 4 o'clock, Emily Jones with Moms for Liberty in Madison is going to be giving us a call. Actually, I take it back. She's going to be here in studio. Yeah, so Emily Jones here in studio, and I'm looking forward to that. So y'all stay tuned. Great show lined up. And oh, by the way, not just guests, but also a triple dipper. Hit it, man.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So, number one, culling the herd. Well, culling the herd, getting rid of a few steers and a few cows. What I'm saying is the GOP presidential primary just got slimmer. We're down to two. I mean, and by the way, this is the way presidential primaries are supposed to work, to be honest. But it's interesting. We're watching as Ron DeSantis got out of the race yesterday afternoon. We'll talk about culling the herd, what that means, who's endorsing who, where they're headed, what the polls are saying, and oh, by golly, are we all going to get behind somebody and beat Biden? That's what I care about. Number one, culling the herd. Number two, I'm picking up on something I didn't get a chance to finish up with on Friday. SCOTUS Watch. The Supreme Court of the United States has got several cases and things that it might take up that could have a dramatic impact upon life as we know it. So we're going to talk about Supreme Court decisions in SCOTUS Watch, number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, library wars. Yep, I'm still aghast at the idea that libraries are in some way, you know, controversial. It's a library. It's the place where I used to go as a kid and feel like I was kind of safe and you could smell the books, you know, and you pick out that mystery or that thing you wanted, that Hardy Boys clip. And all to say, libraries. We got library wars going on because liberals have targeted our libraries and our kids like you would not believe. We'll cover that along with discussions on the same with State Senator Chris Elliott and Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty. All right, let me move over here to my commentary. So don't forget the Right Side Way, the monologue of every single day, is sponsored for you by the Southern Immediate Care, a group of clinics that covers a huge swath of territory in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area, open 7 days a week, y'all. Southern Immediate Care. They are the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue, and we're proud to have them on board. Okay, so here's the thing. Yesterday, Ron DeSantis ended his run for the presidency, right? And we'll talk about that more later in the show. But for now, it begs the question, what kind of American are you? Now, I ask that somewhat tongue-in-cheek because it's really a line straight from a liberal movie that was announced last month and was obviously designed to coincide with the presidential primary season. It's scheduled to be released in April of this year. The director stated that it is designed to, quote, serve as an allegory for our currently polarized predicament. The movie is actually called Civil War. And it's a fancy way, his statement, of saying that his liberal British mindset, because he is British, imagines that because people disagree on how the country should be run, that it's surely to devolve into anarchy. The story follows a group of news correspondents who travel across the country to report on various militias that are setting up their fights against the new dystopian, tyrannical central government. At some point in the movie, 19 states secede and a hot war begins, and some have referred to the movie as what is known as predictive programming. Huh. Predictive programming is an idea that the message being sent out via media, books, narratives, and all that is to begin programming people to the idea that something could happen in the future and to begin gearing their thought processes to what that could mean. Now, some have also suggested that it's designed to project the dangers of the so-called MAGA movement. Well, the Never Trumpers are indeed rabid right now, but this movie, the one called Civil War, is a stretch even for them. The assumption is made in the fanciful script of Civil War that the U.S. military would fully engage a fight with U.S. citizens. Now, I reject that notion. I fall into the belief that while we may suffer from wokeness at the top of the chain of command, at least right now, that the rank and file are more closely aligned with their own hometowns and the moms and the pops and where they went to high school, and the idea that a bunch of Joes are going to ride into battle on the streets they grew up on to fight people they grew up with is a stretch at best. But here's the thing. What the movie Civil War does do, though, is exacerbate a tendency of the left to try and declare us as being divided. And on that point, the movie will likely serve their evil purposes. Y'all, we may not shoot at each other, but if they can keep us mentally, emotionally, and spiritually in fear of each other, then they will still have won. You see, the ultimate aim of liberal progressives is to tell us that we will never be the same because we are just way too different. They refuse to find commonality because their true interest is in finding what they call intersectionality. It's the premise that we have so many, many, many differences that make us all distinctly different. The focus, then, is on our differences. We must brand them, label them, wear them on our sleeves. When we follow the dogma of intersectionality, all we care about then is whether we can momentarily share some space because there are momentary intersections of our differences. Are you gay? I'm not. But we're both black. Okay, we can fight together for the recognition of our skin color. Are you feminist? No. But are you handicapped? Yes, so am I. Okay, we can fight together on that one issue. It's a mindset that focuses on being different. And they pretend that it's about finding commonality, but the incessant need to label their differences keeps getting set up into more and more factions until eventually all you have is a room full of competing interests. I mean, here's the deal. Take a look at the Alabama Democrat Party. They set up new bylaws a few years ago, and in doing so, they immediately established all of their multiple caucuses. They got their Black Caucus, the Handicapped Caucus, the LGBTQ Caucus, the Native American Caucus, the Women's Caucus, and it all fell apart most recently, and the fight has become less about what Dems might do as a party in Alabama and more about how mad they are that they don't have their caucuses anymore. The breakdown was actually intentional by power brokers in the Alabama Democrat Party. In essence, they are fighting over their desire to prove their differences as opposed to working from a point of common ground. And it's pitiful. It's also the drivenness that liberals have for their so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's their rabid desire to preach their differences couched on its surface as a need to ensure that everyone gets a fair shake, an opportunity to be included, just a chance to play on an equal playing field. But in reality, all they do is create more discrimination, more division, and more distrust. And they do it by focusing on differences, and they create even more differences as they go. But that same modus operandi I just described is exactly what liberals are trying to accomplish with the movie Civil War. They plant the seeds of the idea of differences. They stoke fear. Then they sit back and they cackle with glee as folks become so entrenched in their fears and their intersectionalities that nothing gets done. I mean, you throw in a few riots and a pandemic and you got a great recipe for the 2020 campaign. Sound familiar? But now it's 2024. They know that we are a bit wiser and we see what they did in 2020, so they have to stoop to making things like big budget movies to try and predictively program folks to be fearful and divided. The interesting thing is, though, despite all efforts of the left to paint us as hate mongers and race baiters, generally speaking, it's conservatives who are less about focusing on differences and more about just maintaining order, tradition, and the rule of law. You see, conservatives, we tend to see the value in strong institutions of constitutionally favorable governance. Conservatives view faith as an asset, and community is a strength. Conservatives want our nation to be strong, and we don't care if someone's black, white, Asian, or purple. We just want to get together and work and keep the American dream alive. God, family, and country in that order. But the left, they have a new ally. A so-called movement on the alleged right, the Never Trump movement, is now determined to join the left in thwarting a second Trump presidency. So rabid are they that they are already burning bridges in the wake of Ron DeSantis' exit by claiming that if Trump is the nominee, they will vote for Biden. Well, perhaps civil war that is being portrayed in the movie is more about warring factions on the right as opposed to the left versus right. Meanwhile, the whole time, the left is laughing at us. Well, here's what I know. We got to keep the main thing the main thing. There is a greater issue before us. It is as much about beating Biden and taking our country back right now as it is about finding a nominee. If we let them divide us, if we let them insert division in our otherwise common cause, then they win. Our nation's on a deadline. We have to stanch the flow of our southern border. We have to regain energy independence, restore the free market, embolden and invigorate our economy, rebuild our military into a warrior class again, and get a grip on the debauchery being thrust on our kids. To do that, we need all hands on deck. Y'all, they can only divide us if we let them. Movies are not. Predictive programming are not. They can only divide us if we let them. So it's time to focus. It's time to keep the main thing the main thing. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, it's obvious right now that what is happening is members on the so-called right are having their own freakish moment where they recognize that they really don't care per se about what the right cares about. They just care about not having Trump in office. By doing that, they're going to guarantee we stay on the left as a country. Got to change it. Got to change that paradigm. Got to keep the main thing the main thing. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.